this story was so unbelievable that I had to double check, triple check for authenticity. It was given to me, and I'll just gladly give credit to my intrepid cub reporter, Catherine Geiskemper.
Oh. Journalism major. Yeah.
Keeps an eye out for stories like this from New Zealand. All right, we've done stories of people rescuing animals.
Mm-hmm.
Animals rescuing people.
Yeah.
How about animals rescuing animals?
I like it.
Okay.
All right. Time was running out for a mother pilot whale and her calf as they lay beached on a sandbar in New Zealand.
Ooh, that's bad.
Wildlife volunteers had tried four separate times to drag them into deeper water, but the whales just kept coming back.
Oh.
So.
They're confused.
Enter Moko, the dolphin. Moko.
They call him Moko.
They do. I was looking for the flipper theme, but I couldn't find it in time. And I was singing that to myself on the way to work, knowing that I was. I know. Faster than lightning. Okay. Moko is a dolphin well known to swimmers off the coast, off this beach in New Zealand. He is familiar to bathers off that North Island, the North Island coast. In an astonishing display of communication between species, Moko squeaked, squeaked, and squeaked, and the mother whale responded. I'm sorry, it was a pygmy sperm whale. I thought it was a pilot whale.
Okay.
Mother whale, calf whale, swam out by the dolphin. The dolphin then led them 200 yards along the coastline and then found a slender channel through the sandbar and out into deeper waters.
Oh, good for Moko!
The head of the New Zealand Conservation Department says Moko is a real heroine. We've never seen evidence of interspecies communication like that before, but I have no doubt that the dolphin and the whales communicated with one another. The authorities say that they believe the whales thought they could not get back to deep water because there is another sandbar between the beach and the open ocean, and Moko found a way through that sandbar and led the whales to safety. The whales took off and were not seen again.
They call her Moko. Moko, smarter Moko. Than people, protector of pygmy whales.
Pygmy sperm whales.
Yep.
Pygmy sperm whales.
You know, there's a whole
generation.
There's a whole generation of people out there that have no clue who Flipper is.
Well,
do you realize that? I mean, didn't we all grow up watching the Flipper series?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
And then the way he'd get up in the water and he'd swim on the back tail, and he would, you know.
There were apparently dozens and dozens of witnesses to this amazing feat, including the head of the New Zealand Conservation Department, Malcolm Smythe.
Oh,
and
Smythe.
He said that they tried and tried to get these whales off the beach. They just kept coming back. And at that point in time, the team was ready to euthanize the whales because they did not want them to suffer being stranded on the beach. And
because they can't breathe.
Exactly. Yeah. It crushes their lungs. Yeah. So hats off to Moko.
Way to go, Moko.
I couldn't believe the story. We had to. Catherine Geiskemper went to source after source, and then she linked me sent me the link to MythBusters and all this stuff.
It's when she started to cry that you finally relented.
No. She just kept sending me story after story, and this is not the first time that dolphins have been credited with saving not only animals but humans. Also, off New Zealand, a man was attacked by a shark a year or two ago. And rescuers were sent to help him, and he was found surrounded by a pod of dolphins until the rescuers got there to keep the shark off him.
Amazing.
I know. Yeah. I want to go swimming with dolphins.
That's right.
I really do.
They're incredible animals. Just
go down to SeaWorld. Can someone foot the bill so he can go down to SeaWorld?
That'll be fine.